This is the week ahead. A look at some of the stories that Bloomberg editors are watching for the coming week.
I'm Bloomberg News editor Steve Biro, filling in for Greg Miles, editor of the Global Week Ahead podcast. Today we'll focus on the U.S. employment report and automobile sales reports for August. With me is Dan Moss, Bloomberg News executive editor for economics. Dan, welcome.
Good to be here, Steve.
Well, Federal Reserve policymakers are due to get their last monthly labor market snapshot before their decision on interest rates in September. It seems it's been a bit of a moving target in terms of estimates. We heard maybe about 200,000 jobs created in August, maybe 220. What are you expecting from the Labor Department's employment report?
Steve, economists surveyed by Bloomberg are looking for around about 220 extra jobs created in August. That's pretty much been the average for the last couple of years. Anything around 200 plus, that's fine. That is completely consistent with what the Fed sees as diminishing slack in the labor market. And whether it's 220 or whether it's 200 or whether it's 230, I doubt that in itself is going to have a major bearing. There are other things the Fed's looking at that could be far more important. In other words, check that box. What about the other stuff?
Okay. So then, what are you now expecting the kind of impact this will have on the Fed's collective thinking overall?
The labor market part of the Fed equation has been steadily improving for some time. Listening to Fed officials talk today at Jackson Hole, Wyoming, in their annual retreat, they're not that concerned about it. The things that have come into focus are they reasonably confident inflation's going to head back to their 2% goal, and what do the market gyrations we've seen in the past couple of weeks and the policy steps from China, what do they mean for the global economy, and what ripple effect could they have back into the U.S.? The domestic economy itself is looking fairly sound.
Okay. Are you making any bets yourself on what the Fed's decision will be?
I can't afford it.
Okay. Well, then, I guess we're also due to get an important data point on U.S. manufacturing and consumer behavior on Tuesday when the automakers release their U.S. vehicle sales figures for August. What do you think we're likely to see, and will that be affecting the Fed?
For it to affect the Fed, there would have to be a very dramatic move that's off the forecast that would cause the Fed to look again at its own projections. Few economists think that is likely this time around. One thing we did see when the GDP numbers for the second quarter were revised, that was published just this week, the consumer spending part of the equation looks pretty strong. It's been pretty consistent.
Okay, so it all comes back to Jackson Hole, the things you've been hearing. What have you been hearing from Fed officials there, and any conclusions?
Perhaps the most interesting comments came from Vice Chair Stanley Fischer, interviewed on CNBC. He really tried to walk the line between the hawks who are pressing for a rate increase now, meaning September, and folks who are probably looking, well, look, there's a lot going on. This is a big decision we're coming to. It'd be the first rate increase in 10 years. Does it really matter whether we go in September or October or December? Wouldn't it be prudent just to wait and be sure about stability of financial markets and what's going on in China? And Vice Chair Fischer, who's got decades of experience, really walked the line. At one point, he called it an argument and quickly corrected himself to call it a debate and a discussion.
Well, all right, Dan. Thank you very much. You can find the full print version of our week ahead on the Bloomberg Terminal at our top worldwide page or at NI Space Global Week. Our podcasts are also featured on Bloomberg.com and the Radio Plus Bloomberg app. I'm Steve Biro. Have a great week.
The Week Ahead. Copyright Bloomberg LP.